Pleased to welcome in Ward 4 North Platte City Councilman Ed Reeker joining us for a paid political interview to discuss his re-election campaign for North Platte's 4th Ward. Councilman Reeker, good to see you back in the studio.
Well, good morning, Tristan. How's the morning started for you?
It's gone pretty well. I've only got through maybe about 25% of my coffee cup, so it's been a good day thus far.
Well, that's good. That's wonderful.
And it's a nice day, too. I'm enjoying some of these temperatures that we're getting with the fall.
Yeah, one of my coworkers was up in a little town called Scranton, North Dakota yesterday. It's about 150 miles north of Sturgis.
Oh, okay.
And he said it was 72 degrees up there yesterday. And, of course, now they're expecting snow and rain, and
I don't know
what the temperatures were, the expected temperatures are, but regardless, they ended up being 10 or 12 degrees warmer than we were here yesterday, and we're, what, 250 miles south or something like that?
Yep.
So, yeah, it's an interesting time of the year. It's a beautiful time of the year.
It is. It is.
I've got an oak tree in my yard. It's probably 25 feet tall and probably got a spread of about 30 feet, I would guess.
Okay.
It's a pretty good sized tree. And I was sitting on the pickup tailgate the other day praying my chaplet of divine mercy, and I happened to look up at that tree, and it was just the most golden color. So I went in the house and got a camera and took a picture of it because it's just another reflection, I think, of first of all, of God's beauty, but the beauty that He's given to us in this part of the world. We're so fortunate that we don't live in a city where there's high rises and a million cars going here and there and everywhere, and we can take time to look at nature because nature is so beautiful.
It is,
and it draws us to Christ, and I think. Really, as you and I have talked on many times, if we have any hope in this world, it's got to come from Him.
And the change of seasons is always a reminder of some of this, too, I think.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Tristan. You know, this year is probably one of the more defined seasonal changes that we've had for a while. Because oftentimes, the end of September, maybe even the 1st of October, we'll get a hard freeze, and it will kill the leaves and the grass and everything.
Yeah.
And those colors don't have an opportunity.
We don't get fall. It's just summer to winter. And
that's
it's like,
right.
Come on. I love the in-between the seasons, the springs, the falls.
Yeah, well, I just love being out here. It's great, great people. You know, I've spent the last few days, well, not just the last few days, but the last number of weeks, actually, walking to my ward I just was reminded, I guess, of the wonderful people that we have in this town. You know, my ward four is not wealthy folks, but they're so congenial, so friendly, so warm and welcoming, and it's just an honor, honestly, to be able to try to represent them and what they desire and what their needs are.
On the heels of redistricting, Councilman Reeker, you've picked up some new constituents, too, into the 4th Ward. The 4th Ward essentially has expanded somewhat south, from what I understand.
That's right. My ward now incorporates to the north side of 5th Street, I believe it is. It might be the south side of 6th Street. I'm not totally sure.
I think it's the north side of 5th Street.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking.
That's what I think it is. Just going based off of where Councilman Garrick's house is, because I know if you go across the street from Councilman Garrick's house, you're into the 4th Ward, but Councilman Garrick serves the 3rd Ward, so he's right on that border.
You're correct, Tristan. Interestingly, about that boundary there, a lot of that is to the east especially is commercial and probably even zoned industrial.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the west, and of course, then we get into the more and more commercial in that western part before we get out into the railroad area.
Sure.
So, yeah, I'm just so pleased to get to talk to people. Talk to young and old, talk to a couple folks that weren't old enough to even vote, and talk to one young lady that she sure didn't look like she was old enough to vote, but she assured me that she is. So.
Councilman Reeker, we've talked the past couple of times about your background a little bit, but could you give us the Reader's Digest of your professional career and your life here in North Platte?
Well, Tristan, I came here in 1979. had a job with an agricultural chemical company, Monsanto, and I was a district representative for them. And I traveled. My territory was bounded on the east by Lexington, and the north was bounded up at Callaway, and then west to Brule, and then south and west to the Kansas border. So I had a big territory, and that's what I did that for 10 years. I thoroughly loved it. It was at a time in our country when there was not nearly as many restrictions on what we could do and how we could run our businesses, and it was really a lot of fun, and I met some of the most wonderful people. In fact, I talked about some of them yesterday as I was talking with a young lady from Binkelman who's since moved to North Platte.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so... Once I left that endeavor in 1989, I started a consulting company where we helped a lot of the local agricultural dealerships navigate some of the rules and regulations that they had to comply with.
Oh, sure.
Particularly dealing with environmental protection. And so that was a good job, and I enjoyed it, and it's given me a lot of background because of that, because I have a tendency to review rules and laws and stuff with a very scrutinizing attitude, and obviously I don't catch everything, but I think it serves me well because it helps me to read some of the proposals that were presented on the council that, from my perspective anyway, oftentimes are more restricting in how we as citizens live out our lives and how we conduct our business affairs. And you know by now, Tristan, I'm a little government guy. I think we've got way too much government. I remember our founding fathers, I think it was Benjamin Franklin, said anyone that gives up gives up their freedom for safety will have neither. And so I think that's a very fine line that we have to watch, because we live in a time where government wants to intrude in every aspect of our lives. And not that I'm any great watchdog, but, publicly it's now come out that the Department of Justice colluded with Facebook and Twitter and Google and had weekly conversations on how to restrict the freedom of speech on these platforms. And this is the type of thing that we don't want to have in our country. Our country was founded on the principles of freedom and self-reliance and personal responsibility. And quite frankly, that's some of the things that I want to espouse and try to espouse as a person.
Councilman Reeker, looking back on your first 4 years in office, what do you feel that is some of the big accomplishments that you've been involved with for our city of North Platte?
Well, I would have to say probably the biggest accomplishment, and I don't want to say accomplishment from my perspective because I was a little dog in a big pack, but I think sustainable beef, quite honestly, is a home run for our town, and I'm very, very pleased that I've been able to be a small part of that whole endeavor. I really am confident and convinced that this is going to change the financial demographic of the people in our community. And as I mentioned earlier, we have people in my ward that don't enjoy a lot of wealth. And I think this is going to give them an opportunity, if they avail themselves of it, to better themselves financially and have good, well-paying jobs that are stable and will provide them a good income for their families. And, money certainly is important. It should not be the primary focus of any of us. But we need money to buy the clothes, to buy the food, to pay the house payment or pay the rent. And all of these things require funds. Mm-hmm. And I don't think most people really want to stand in line for an EBT card. I think most people have this sense of integrity, I guess, that see it on the wall up there, integrity. Maybe not integrity, but just personal self-worth, mm-hmm. that they want to do it themselves. And there's a lot of value to that. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that sustainable beef, and now coming up, of course, the new potential with the rail park.
Yeah.
And I think between those two things, North Platte's going to grow.
Yeah, we have some exciting things going on throughout our community. And Councilman Reeker, going back to some Earlier times on the city council for you, another thing that I know that was a big milestone for a lot of individuals was the city's involvement being dissolved, essentially, with Iron Eagle Golf Course. That's something that you were involved with as well during your time on the council.
Yeah, that was a big deal. I'd kind of forgotten it. I kind of like to let bygones be bygones, I guess, Tristan. But I think that from a financial standpoint, and I really say also, it was a divider
for our
community.
It really was.
And I'm so grateful that that division is being healed, that that's one element that we don't have to fight anymore. And I'm glad that somebody else owns it. I'm really glad that somebody else owns it, and I hope that they can develop it into whatever they want to develop it into and make it a profitable enterprise for them and be a big benefit to our community.
Councilman Reeker, if your Ward 4 constituents decide to reelect you for office this coming Tuesday, what do you want to accomplish these next 4 years?
Well, I guess one of the things that I really want to maintain is my continual striving to minimize government involvement. I don't see government's responsibility to be the overarching team or maker that brings everybody together. I want to slow down the interference of government in our community, and you know that takes me back to tax increment financing. And I didn't hear the program, but it's my understanding that one of my opponents was on the radio a day or two ago, and I didn't hear it. I went to your archives, and it apparently is not uploaded yet.
I'm a little behind on that due to some unfortunate technical difficulties.
Okay, well, and that's fine. But I was told that this particular gentleman commented that tax increment financing will actually reduce your taxes. And if I'm wrong, correct me, but that's what I was told. I don't see tax increment financing reducing anybody's taxes. Tax increment financing, when the tax money is diverted back to the developer, that gives him an opportunity and ends up subsidizing his business. And what happens, instead of the free market taking its normal course and a piece of property, say, that this person wants to develop, he has to purchase it. The free market system says if a property is overvalued, the seller is going to have to reduce the cost of that property until someone determines that it becomes at a price that they can make a profit themselves and develop it. Unfortunately, with tax increment financing, that gives the developer an opportunity to pay a higher price for that property, which in essence then inflates the value of that property. If the market had been allowed to work normally, the owner of that property probably would have had to take a lower price until he was able to get it sold. This is one of the things that happened exactly in the Dixie property. And that property was on the market for years and it wasn't sold. And again, the marketer, the person that owned the property, in a normal marketing system, the value of the selling price of that property would have been reduced until it was actually sold. But in the case of TIF, the developer can pay an inflated price for that. So when the when the appraiser comes out and the county treasurer comes out and does the assessor, I think, comes out and assesses the property, they look at the value of the surrounding property. And so if a property sold for more than its true market value, that increases the value, quote-unquote, of all of the properties around it. So when you increase the value of the properties around it, in essence, you've increased the taxes, because even though the mill levy stays the same, the value goes up, the dollars for the check that you write at the courthouse goes up as well. And so I do not see tax increment financing reducing anybody's taxes. Quite the opposite from my perspective. So you ask me what I want to do. I want to continue to try to bring that to the public's attention, that government involvement as a general rule does not reduce our cost of business. And it it more commonly restricts our freedoms and takes more money out of our pocket.
Councilman Reeker, if there's anybody within the city of North Platte that wants to get in contact with you to discuss anything that we've hit on this morning or your views, especially those that are going to see you on the ballot this coming Tuesday in Ward 4, how can they get in contact with you?
Well, they can certainly call me, Tristan. I don't like texts, so if you have to, I guess it's okay. But if you send me a text, most likely I'm going to call you back. But my phone number is 530-2862. And I know you guys have got my number here, or the City Hall has it as well. But or if they want to contact me by email, my email is address is ereiker@wdesignea.com.
Councilman Reeker, appreciate the time as always. It's good to see you in the studio, my friend, and wish you best of luck on Tuesday, as well as everybody that's going to be appearing on the ballot.
Well, thank you, Tristan. I would ask the constituents, my constituents in Ward 4, for their vote. I really appreciate having the opportunity to work with the city, and I'd appreciate their vote.